Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome to today's Daf Yomi Nida Daf Samach Tes. We're on Samach Tes Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Iboy Lehu. The Gemara is the Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is referring back to the Halacha and the Mishnah that Azav and Azava are required to do a Hefsek Tahara, a Bedika to verify that there's no more Tuma. The following day they begin their Sfiras Shivanakim, where they are boidik for 7 consecutive days, after which they are toivel and complete their tahara. In the case where they only did a bdikas rishon ishvi, the first and 7 of the 7 days, and the days in between they did not do a bdika, there is machlekes in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Elazar, hein becheskas tahara. That is considered to be enough to establish a cheskas tahara, and it is considered as though he did a full bdikas shivanakim. Rabbi Shua holds, the only days that are counted are the first and 7 days, the actual days that Abdika was done. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the only day that we count is the most recent day, the Yom Shvi Bovat. What's going to be in the following case? Where he did Abdika's Rishon Ushmini, not Rishon Ushvi, but rather the first and the 8th day. Now the 8th day is already past the set of Shivanakim. Will that be considered sufficient according to Rabbi Lezer? Iboilu, ask the Gemara. Hazav, hazava, shabatku atzman, yom rishon, v'yom shmini, umatatar. They did a proper bedika on the yom rishon and the yom shmini, v'shar hayamim leibatku. And they did not do a bedika on the rest of the days. The Rabbi Lezer ma'u. According to Rabbi Lezer, what is the halacha? Tchilasan v'soifan v'inan. Does Rabbi Lezer require the beginning of the Shivanakim as well as the end of the Shivanakim? Specifically, when he did a bdika on day number 1 and day number 7, those 2 days will combine to be considered a proper bdika shivanakim, since he has the beginning of the shivanakim, he has the end of the shivanakim. Therefore, it is considered as though he was bdik throughout the shivanakim. V'hacha, in our case, where he did a bdika on the first and the 8th day, tchila sanika. Certainly, you have the first, you have the beginning of the shivanakim. Soifan leka. But you do not have the end of the Shivanakim. The 8th day is already past the Shivanakim and will not be considered sufficient, even according to Rabbi Lezer. A dilma, or perhaps chilas on afamishayin soifan, is enough to have a bdika in the beginning of the Shivanakim, although you don't have one at the end. Now Rashi explains that this Gemara Shaila is specifically directed at Shitas Rabbi Lezer and not at the other Shitas. Why is that so? It says Rashi, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's simple. The only day that was counted was the most recent day, the Yom Shvi. So certainly in this case, the only day that will count is the Yom HaShmini. Why? Because we're concerned. Perhaps there was a Re'iyah in between the two Bedikas. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no discussion. Certainly the only day that counts is the actual Yom HaBdika, the most recent Yom HaBdika, which is the Yom HaShmini. According to Rabbi Shua as well, Rabbi Shua holds that the days that are counted are the actual Yomei HaBdika, the Yom Rishon and the Yom Shvi. He needs to add another 5 days to complete the 7. Explains Rashi, Rabbi Shua will only hold that way in the case of a Rishon and a Shvi, where the days can actually combine with each other. We combine the beginning and the end of the Shivanakim to be considered a Bdika Shivanakim. So according to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva, there's no discussion in the Gemara regarding this case of a Bdika's Rishon and Shmini. The Gemara Shaila is specifically only according to Rabbi Lezer, who says, Harihen b'cheskas tahara. He uses terminology of cheskas tahara, which is a very general term, that the first day and the 7th day provide a cheskas tahara. So perhaps we could ponder whether he requires the first and the 7th day, or perhaps it's sufficient to have only the first day. That itself will be considered enough to give him a cheskas tahara. Since he established tahara on the beginning of the 7 days, that would be considered a proper cheskas tahara, that we can assume that anything that happened afterwards was simply a resumption of this cheskas, a continuation of the cheskas tahara, and it is as though he did a proper bdikas shivanakim, even though we don't know for sure, we haven't verified for certainty. So there's a machlekes amiroyim in this regard. Omarav, hihi, it is the same, both cases are the same. Whether it's 1 and 7, whether it's 1 and 8, it makes no difference. Tchilasan afal pishein seifan. As long as they did a bedika at the beginning of the Shivanakim, although there was no bedika at the end, it is enough according to the Shitas Rebbe Lezer, we don't need an actual verification during the Shivan Akim. A Cheskas Tahara, which was already established at the outset of the Shivan Akim, is sufficient. Rebbe Chanina Amar, no. Tchilason V'Seifan Binan. We are required to at least have the beginning and the end, meaning number 1 and number 7, according to Rebbe Lezer. Hach, in our case, Tchilason Ika. Certainly you have the beginning, you have number 1. Seifan Leka, but you don't have the end of the Shivan Akim since day number 8 is already past the set of 7 days. Meisve, we have a brisa akasha, which will be a kasha on Rav. Vishavin, both all Tanoim agree. Vizava Shabbat ko asun yamishin yashmini umatsutar. In the case of a zav and a zava that obeyed themselves day number 1 and day number 8, and they found themselves to be tar, she'ein lahem ela yom shmini ela shmini milvad. The only day that will count will be day number 8. Man Shavan, who is the Brayis referring to? Which Shitas? Brayis says they agree. Who's they? Lav, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua. Is it not referring to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua? Meaning, that in this case, Rabbi Lezer will agree, will admit to Rabbi Shua that it is not considered as though there was a Bedikas, Sfiras, Shivanakim, since the first and the eighth are too far apart. So this would be a Raya proof to Rabbi Chanina, that even Rabbi Lezer is only speaking about a case of 1 and 7 and not 1 and 8. Dr. Gemara, loy, no. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva. When the Braisa says, Vishavan, that they agree, the Braisa is referring to Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Shua will agree in this case to Rabbi Kiva that it is not considered the Bdika Shivan Akim, and they do not count, merely the eighth day will count as day number 1 of Sphere Shivan Akim, and this will be a Shavan, he will be going along, following along with the Shita of Rebbe Kiva, who holds as well as the only day that counts is the most recent Yom Bedika, which is day number 8. However, according to Rebbe Lezer, even in this case of day 1 and 8, it will be deemed sufficient to be considered as if there was a Dikas Shiva Nikim. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yimer, Ba'aba Omer Rav, another halacha in the name of Rav, which will be an additional, a greater Chiddush of Rav, above and beyond the original Chiddush. Rav was Mechalesh to us, that, according to Rebbe Lezer, Tchilasan Afa Bishayin Seifan. Here comes even a greater Chiddush. Nida Shefrisha B'Tahara B'Shlishi Shalom. A Nida that separated herself, she did a Hefsek Tahara on her third day. Seifrasai Leminyan Shiva Nakim. She can count that day as day number 1 of her Shiva Nakim. Ask the Gemara, Nida, Sphere Lomali, since when does a Nida require Shiva Nakim? Ela'ema must be Zava Shefrisha B'Tahara B'Shlishi Shalom. If a Zava was Mafresh B'Tahara, she did a Bedika and a Hefsek Tahara on her third day of Re'iyah, and now she needs to do Bedika Shivanakim. So Yifrasa Leminyan Zainakim, she could count that day, the third day, meaning she saw day number 1, number 2, and number 3. On the day number 3, she did a Hefsek Tahara. That is already considered as if day number 1 for her Sfiras Minyan Zainakim. Amalei Arsheishis Avriyam Re'ya Ba'ava. How can you say that? Rav Kikusoy Armelishmaitoy? Is Rav then following the Shita of the Kusim? Now the Kusim have erred in this regard. They held that the day of Hefsek Tahara is already considered as day number 1 of Shivan Akim. We don't follow that Shita. So then could you say that Rav is stating this halacha based on the Shita of the Kusim? The Amri Yoyim Shepisek is by the day that there was a Hefsek. Seifra Seileminian Zayin? How could that be? It must be that Rav is saying something else. Kika Amar Rav Levar Mishlishi. Aside from the third day, aside from the day of Hefsek Tahara, you need to count Shiva Nakim. Ask the Gemara, Bar Mishlishi, if that's what Rav's teaching us. Pshita, that's Pashat, everybody knows that. That the Shiva Nakim only begin the day following the Hefsek Tahara. Leitzricha must be speaking about the following case. Kegoyin de Leibot Kat Shvi. Rav is speaking about a case where she didn't do a Bedika until the seventh day. She only did her Bedika on day number 7. And Rav is teaching us a Chiddush, that although there was no Bedika performed until day number 7, that is enough to give her Tahara. That is enough to establish a retroactive Cheskas Tahara, that we can assume just as day number 7 is Tahar, so too all the days leading into day number 7 were Tahar, and she has her Sfiras, Minyan, Shivanakim. So basically we have two Chiddushim of Rav. The initial chiddush of Rav was tchilas an afal b'she'en seifen. Day number one is enough. Now Rav's adding even a greater chiddush. Even day number seven is enough. Seifen afal b'she'en tchilas. V'ashmin and Rav is teaching us hasam in the first chiddush tchilas an afal b'she'en seifen. V'hacha, now he's adding another chiddush. Kamashmulan, he's teaching us seifen afal b'she'en tchilas. I would think, who says such a great chiddush? Who says that in the case of Seifon, Av B'Shein Tchilason, that is enough? Ma'al D'Tayim, I would think, Tchilason, Av B'Shein Seifon, granted, in the case where there was a B'dika on day number one, which is Tchilason, the beginning of the Shivanakim, that is enough. Hu Damrin, over there, we'll give him a Chazaka, Cheskas Tar, the Kmina Cheskayu, we put him back on the Cheskas Tar, we establish the Cheskas Tar, and all the days subsequent to the first day are continuous, the first day is Cheskas Tar. Avo Seifon, but in the latter case, where there was a B'dika only at the end of the Shivanakim, Soifan Ava B'Shein Tchilason Loi, that is a tremendous chiddush, and that certainly would not be considered Kamash Malon. So Rav is teaching us a chiddush. Yes, in the case of Soifan Ava B'Shein Tchilason, that too is considered to be enough to give the Zav a Cheskas Tahara and be considered as if he was Baidik, the complete Shiva Nakim. So in conclusion, Rav is telling us a tremendous chiddush, that according to Shitas Rav Elezer, we don't need actual verification. Cheskas Tahara is enough, whether it's day number one without anything else, or whether it's day number seven without anything else. Now, if you think for a second, Rav Chanina's chiddush wasn't as great. Rav Chanina said that one is required to have tchilasan v'soifan, meaning, even according to Rav Elezer, we need actual verification. We need svur mefaneinu. We need to know that there was no dam. We need to know that there was no tumah. Rav Elezer is mechadish a leniency, that even by doing a bdika on both tail ends of the Shivanakim, the beginning and the end, they sort of combine to give us, to constitute a din bdika on the full 7 days, and it is considered as though there was an actual verification during the full 7 days. However, according to Rav, who only requires one or the other, either the beginning or the end, that certainly could not be considered as an actual bona fide verification. That is merely a cheskas tahara, that is a presumption. Even so, Rav holds that is enough to be considered Shiva Nikim. Ask the Gemara, how could Rav say that? Eini, v'hoki also Rav and Rav Nikim. Omar, he said, Masav Rav Yisra Chanina Toya. Rav Yisra Chanina asked the Kasha from a Brisa of a woman who gave birth, and she is mistaken, she has erred, she's confused as to her status. I'm not sure what he was asking. This is a sugi mentioned earlier in the Masechta, but what is pertaining to our Gemara is as follows. This Isha was a Yeledes, and we know that a Yeledes, for instance, a Yeledes Zohar, has Shiva Yimei Tuma, where she is considered to be a Nida. After the seven Yimei Tuma, she is Toivel, Balaila, and she is Tor. Now, if she is a Yeledes Bezoiv, if she was a Zava as well, then she has the halachas of a Zava. Now, the main difference between a Zava and a Nida is a Nida sees Dam, she's Tuma for 7 days, and she's Toivel the night following. A Zava, if she sees one day, she is shemir yom k'neged yom, the next day she has to verify that there was no dam, and she is tovel on that day. We employ the halacha of mixas hayom kikuloi. If she sees that day as well, she needs to be shemir the next day. She needs to verify the next day that there was no dam. That being the case, she will be tovel that day, tefila zava b'yom again. These two cases are considered to be a zava k'tana. If she sees for 3 days in a row, she is a zava k'doila. That requires bdikas, sfiras, shiva, nakim. She needs to be baidik for 7 days following the 3 days, and then she is tevil on the last day of shiva nakim again, tvila b'yamama. Now Rashi explains that Gemara is following the shita of tvila b'zmana mitzvah. One is mechuyev to be tevil at the exact time that is eligible to be tevil, meaning a zava, if she becomes eligible to be tevil midday, she needs to be tevil by day. She can't wait, she can't delay until the night. Anida, however, is required to be tevil dafka, specifically at night, at the completion of the Yimei Nidus. Now, in this case of a Yeledes who arrived and is unsure as to her status, the Gemara says, V'kaimelon, Shavua Kama, the first week that she came, the Asiya Kama, V'leilusa matvilinela, we are tevil her at night, since we're not sure when the Yimei Nidus have completed. So every night, for the next 7 nights, we'll be tevil her, just in case. We have to cover all possibilities. Perhaps today was the last day of her Yimei Nida, she's tevil tonight. Perhaps today is the first day of her Yimei Nida, so she needs to be tevil night number 7. So in total, it is 7 tefillos. B'yamama loy matvilin lo. However, during the day, during the daytime, she does not have to do any tefillos. Meaning, we don't take into consideration the possibility that she is a zava. If she would have been a zava, she would have been a ledes bezoiv. She needs to do a bedika of shivan akim and be toivel by day. We don't do that. Why don't we do that? We don't do a tefillah b'yimama. Why? Because since we're not sure, she doesn't know if she did any sefira, and therefore we don't have an actual knowledge that it was a sefira, and therefore there's no din sefira nekiyim. It's as if she made no sefira, and she can't do any tefillah until she actually goes and does shiva nekiyim b'faneinu. Now, if you hold that one is not required to do sefira b'faneinu, one is not required to do sefira in our presence, we don't have to have an actual knowledge and a verification of the bedika. According to Rav Shita, that is not required. So in the case of an Isha, why wouldn't we have to take into consideration that perhaps she was a Zava, and she did partial or full sefira shivanakim, and she's holding by some point in her shivanakim, and she needs to do us a tefillah b'yamama to account for the halacha of tefillah b'zava. B'yamama nam in tefillina. She needs to be tevil during the day as well. Dima yoledes zachar b'zoivi va'avdel asfurin. Perhaps she was a yoledes b'zoiv. In addition to being a nida, she was also a zava, and she already did somewhat of a sefira, and now she's up to the yayimah tefillah. She has to be tevil. So why do we ignore that? Why do we only be tevil her at tonight and not by day? It seems pretty obvious from here. She needs to have spheres of Nikiyam in our presence, meaning we have to have actual verification of the sphere. It can't be just presumptions. It can't be just chazakas and sfekas. We need to have an actual knowledge that there was a sphere here, there was a bedika here. And only those days will count as the Shiva Nikiyam. In our case of a Toya, since that is not the case, there is no actual knowledge of a sphere of a bedika, therefore she has no din, no chiv of a tefilas zav until she does the sefira in a bona fide clarity and the faneinu in our presence that we know that there was a bedika. So this would be a stira to Rav. Says the Gemara, v'lav miyakim nukir Rekiva. Sure, that price is found in the sheet of Rekiva, and we know that Rekiva already, in our mission, we know that Rekiva holds that we need the actual verification. Damar binas from faneinu. I'm not following Rekiva sheet. My shita, my chiddush, Rav's two chiddushim of tchilasan, av b'shein seifan, of seifan, av b'shein tchilasan, which implies that we do not need sfurin b'fonenu, we don't need actual knowledge. That is following shita of Elazar. This brisa is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. That has nothing to do with my chiddush. Now, how do we know that there is such a shita, that such a shita actually exists, that anybody out there holds that one is not required to have sfurin b'fonenu? How do you know that the Rabbanon lo yivayin on sfurin lefaneinu desnan? We've learned as follows. Toya, an isha who's erred, who's confused, she doesn't know where she's holding. She says, she'amra yom echa tamir re'isi, I've seen one day, I had one re'ia, but I'm not exactly sure if it was during the Yimei Nida, and I'm tamir for 7 days, I'm not sure if it was the Yimei Ziva, and I need to do as if and be tevil by day. I'm not sure. So what do we do with her? Says the Gemara, matpil n'oisa tes tefilos. She needs to be tevil 9 tefilos. Zayin l'nida, utrei l'ziva. 9 of them are for the Yimei Nidos, and 2 cover the possibility of a zava, a shemer yisayim k'neged yoyim. Since she only saw 1 day, so one thing we know for sure, she's not a zava g'dayla. That's ruled out. We're still not sure if she is a nida and requires tefillah balayla after the completion of the Shiva Yimei Nida. Again, we don't even know when those Yimei Nida have begun and when they will end. Therefore, she needs to undergo 7 tefillahs. She needs to be tevil tonight, the next night, and the following night for 7 nights to cover all the possibilities of the ending of the Yimei Nidas. Perhaps today is the last day of her Nidas. Perhaps today is the first day of her Nida. Therefore, she needs to do 7 tefillos b'layla. In addition, she needs to do 2 tefillos b'yayim. Say she arrived on a Friday, midday. In that case, We have a suffix. Maybe she saw yesterday, Bimei Zivasa, and today was her Sfiras Yoyim Echad. She was a Shemeres Yoyim Kenegadim, and today she needs to be Toil. Or perhaps she saw today, and tomorrow she's Seferes Yoyim Kenegadim, and tomorrow she will be Toivel for the Zava. So we need to do 7 Tvilas Balayla, and 2 Tvilas B'yayim. Now Rashi explains, this is all good and true if she came B'yimama, if she arrived during the day, but if she arrives at night, that actually adds another Tvila for the Yimei Nida, because if she came, say, Friday night, perhaps her Yimei Nida began right now, which is actually tomorrow, which is actually Shabbos, and therefore she needs to wait another 7 days to be Toivel at the end of those 7 days for the Yimei Nidusa, which began on Shabbos. So aside from tonight, where we're Toivel HaBalayla, because perhaps tonight was the last day of her Yimei Nidus, we are also Choshesh that perhaps Shabbos is the first day of Yimei Nidus, and she needs to be Toivel another 7 days, in total of 8 Tvilos Balayla for the Yimei Nidusa, and in addition to the 2 Yimei Zava, like we mentioned earlier. So she needs to do 10 Tvilos in total. So again, if she arrives during the day, there are 9 total, 7 for Nida, 2 for Zava. If she arrives at night, there is 10 total, 8 for Nida, and 2 for Zava. But, says the Braisa, Bein HaShmashas Tomer Reisi, if she says, listen, I saw one day, but I saw Bein HaShmashas, which is a Suffolk day, Suffolk night, in that case, she needs a whole bunch more. Matvil Noso Yud Alev Tvilos. She needs to have 11. Ask the Gemara, Yud Alev Mavitayu. How does that make sense? Why would she need 11 Tvilos? Amar of Yirmi Yudifte Koin Shabbos Lafaneinu Bein HaShmashas. We're speaking about that she arrived to us during the time of Bein HaShmashas. In that case, we don't know if she saw right now. We don't know what right now is. Does it belong to Friday? Does it belong to Shabbos? In that case, we have to add another day, meaning we're adding another possibility. If Bein HaShmashas has a din of Shabbos, and her Iyah actually took place during this exact Bein HaShmashas that she came to us, in that case, the Yom Iyah is actually Shabbos. She needs to be Shemir Yom Kineged Yom on Sunday, Mitayil on Sunday. So that adds another day, which makes the Tvila Ziva instead of 2, and adds another Tvila of Ziva B'Yamama. So in addition to the 8 Tvilas of Nida, she has to have another 3 Tvilas B'Yamama to cover the possibilities of Ziva. Again, Kigon Shabbos Lafaneinu Bein HaShmashas. She arrived during Bein HaShmashas. In that case, V'Havitam Nida, V'Tlas L'Ziva. So you have a cheshbon, you have a calculation of 11, because 8 are to address the whole gamut of possibilities regarding the Yimei Nida. Again, perhaps today is the last day of Yimei Nida, and therefore she's Tevil tonight. Perhaps tonight is the first day of Yimei Nida. Now tonight is really technically Shabbos already. So Shabbos is the first Yimei Nida, and she needs to undergo 7 tefillos until the night after the 7 days that began on Shabbos, which is actually on Friday night. So really, it's from Friday to Friday for a total of 8 tvilos, balela, 8 tvilos that have to take place specifically at night. With Tlas L'Ziva. And she needs to undergo 3 tvilos to cover all the possibilities of the Yimei Ziva, because she arrived in HaShmashas. Now, we have one suffix, maybe Bein HaShmashas is really still Friday, still a din of Yom. Now, maybe she saw yesterday, Yom Echad, and today, Friday, was the day that she was Shem Yom Kineged Yom, and she's Mechuyah to be Tevil today. Now, perhaps the Bein HaShmashas is still Friday, so she quickly has to run to the mikvah and be Tevil for Friday. Now, perhaps she saw on Friday, and that would require Tevilah the next day on Shabbos, so she has to be Tevil, be Mama on Shabbos. Perhaps Bein HaShmashas has already a din of Shabbos, and her Riyah actually took place on this exact time, this Bein HaShmashas, which means that her Riyah actually took place on Shabbos. That would be Mechayiva to be Shem Yom Kineged Yom on Sunday, and be Tevil during the day on Sunday. So you have a total of 3 Tvilos, be Mama for the Zav, for a total of 11 Tvilos. So this is the first part of the Braisa. So far, so good. Continues the Braisa. Loi Reisi Kol Ikar. She says, listen, I didn't see anything. In that case, Matvil Noisa Tesvav Tvilos. She used to be Tevil a total of 15 Tvilos. Now, how does that make sense? It sounds pretty absurd. Amarava, Haidina Loi Dina. Such a din, which is not really a proper din, You know who does this din? Dayani begalchi. In Galchi, in a place in Stoim, over there, they do such a din Torah. For instance, for example, of one of the very profound decisions, halachic decisions that they would come up with in Stoim was as follows. The Isle Torah, say, suppose somebody owned an ox, Liri Chadyema. See, they rotated in Stoim. Everybody had a chance to graze the flock. Somebody who owned an ox, he would have to be a Raya for one day. The last lay Tura, but if somebody was unfortunate, didn't have any ox, he would have to be Raya Lirit Rayoimi. He would have to be a Raya for 2 days. So, it was Ifcham Astavr. They worked, reverse logic there. There was a poor boy, an orphan, the son of a almona, of a widow. So he didn't own any behemoths. They took advantage of him and they gave him their oxen to graze. See, the smart boy, look what he did. He shafted them. And when he took off the hide, he said, listen guys, we have a system here in Stoim. The one that owns oxen, he's at a disadvantage. The one that doesn't own, he is preferred. Amar Luhu, he told him like this. This is the way I'm going to work things. The is le Torah, if somebody owns an ox, lishkol chad mashcha, he can take one oir, he can take and hide one hide. The les le Torah, if somebody doesn't own any oxen, lishkol trei mashchi, he can take two. Amr le, what's going on? Mayag de amris, what are you talking about? Amr Luhu replied to them, soif dina ketchilas dina. The end of the din is similar to the beginning. Do you remember what you told me then? Tchilas dina, the beginning of the din, lav man de les le odif. Somebody who doesn't have, he's preferred. Safety in a Navi. So too right now at the end, Mandeles le'adif. Somebody who doesn't have is preferred. And therefore I rule that whoever does not own any oxen, he will receive double portion of the hides of the behemoths. Says Rava, we can compare it to our case. Hachanami, ma hecha de amra, re'isi. When in the case where she said, I did see, sagi le'i, when the woman comes and says, you know what, I saw one day, so either it's 9 or it's 11. When she says, I haven't seen anything, it's reverse logic. How can you say in that case she'll be worse off and have to be told 15 times? Doesn't make any sense. You must interpret the Braisa as follows. You must sort of tweak the lashon of the Braisa. Certainly she saw. I saw, but I don't know how many times I saw. I may have seen once, I may have seen twice, I may have actually seen 3 times and become a Zava G'dayla, which requires Shiva Nakim. That's her first Shaila. First suffix is, I don't know how many I saw. Her second Shaila is, I don't know when I saw. In that case, we need to cover many more possibilities. Matbil Naisa Tes Vav Tfilois. She needs to be toivel 15 tefillahs. How's that? Also, come on, be a mama. If she arrived to us by day, yavinela shevlenida, then she's toivel 7 tefillahs during the 7 upcoming nights to cover all possibilities of nida. Perhaps today is the last day of her nida. She's to be toivel tonight. Perhaps it is only the first day of her yimei nidais, and she has to wait until the 7 days, and then we tevil then. So for the next 7 nights, she'll be tevil to cover the tefillahs of a nida. V'tamni leziva. In addition to the 7 tefillahs of nida, she also needs to do 8 tefillahs to cover all the possibilities associated with ziva. For instance, perhaps today is the last day of Yimei Ziva. She's to be tevil today. Perhaps today is the day of Ri'ah. She actually saw today, thereby making this the 3rd day of her Ri'ah of a Zavag Deila. She needs to have Sektara today and only begin her Shiva Nakim tomorrow and be Tevil only in 8 days. So she needs to do 8 Tevilas starting from today to 8 Tevilas be a mama for a total of 15 Tevilas. So that's if she comes by day. Asoi kamon bilei lusa. But if she only arrives at tonight, in that case, so we have to add another tefillah for nidas, because perhaps today was the last day of the main nida, she needs to be tevil at night. Perhaps Now is the beginning of a Yemei Nida, meaning tomorrow is really the first day of her Yemei Nida, and she needs to wait another 7 days to be tovel for that. So in total, it's 8 tvilos belayla. But in that case, v'shevlani ziva, she'll only have 7 tvilos for ziva. Ask the Gemara, how's that so? How did we deduct? What did we lose a tvila for ziva? Ziva tamra bayi. We just mentioned before, we calculated that even for ziva, she's required to make 8 tvilos for ziva. Why is that? Once again, because if today is the last day of her Shiva Nikim, she needs to be titled today. The same thing tomorrow, the same thing the day following that. And at worst case, today was the last day of her Re'iyah, and her Shiva Nikim only begin tomorrow. In that case, she'll be titled only in 8 days. So she needs a total of 8 tvilos starting from today, 8 tvilos be a mama. So how can you say that if she arrives at night, she only needs 7? Ella, you must say, idi vi idi, in both cases, regardless of when she arrives, whether she arrives at night, whether she arrives by day, shev le nida, v'tam le ziva, you have a total of 15, 7 for nida, 7 tefillahs balayla, to cover the nida possibilities, and in addition, you need 8 tefillahs b'yamama, to cover the ziva possibilities. Ask the Gemara on that. B'leilus, if she arrives at night, tamne l'nida boy. We need 8 for Nida, as we mentioned earlier. So how can you say that regardless of when she arrives, she only needs 7 for Nida? Says the Gemara, you're right. So why then did the Braisa say 15? The Braisa should have articulated that if she arrives by day, it's a total of 15. 7 for Nida, 8 for Ziva. If she arrives at night, it's a total of 16. 8 for Nida and 8 for Ziva. Says the Gemara, you're right. Ziva de psikale, Ziva the 8 tefillahs of Ziva, which are firm, which are set amounts. The loishna ki asa come on b'yamama, loishna ki asa come on b'lelya. Since regarding Ziva, it's irrelevant when she came, whether she came at night, whether she came by day, there will still be a total of 8 tefillahs. Chashale, that's why the Braisa counted it as a set amount. Nida the leipsikale. However, regarding Nida, it fluctuates. The chiasa come on b'leilusa b'yitamni. If she arrives at night, then you need 8. Be a mama loika b'yitamni. But if she arrives by day, you don't need 8, you only need 7. So therefore, loika chashula. Therefore, the Braisa didn't go into such great detail. The Braisa only set forth a set amount of 15 in order to cover the typical case. And certainly, certainly there is an option of a nida requiring an additional tefillah in the case of Asil Kamon B'Lelya and for a total of 16 cases, for 16 tefillahs. Now, how do we get into this braisa? We were looking for a shita that does not require sfurin b'foneinu. We don't actually have to have verification, a b'dika verification, in order for it to be considered sfiras shiva nekiyim. Now, this braisa seems to be pretty obvious that the Braisa is following the Shita that you don't need Sfirim B'Faneinu. Because this Isha never performed any Vedikas. And still, we consider the days as Shiva Nekiyim. And we treat it as if she already has partial or complete Shiva Nekiyim. And we obligate her to be Tovel accordingly. If you hold that one is required to make Vedikas in our present, we have to actually verify that there was no dam. Kolhani tefillas lamali. Why then does the Braisa require to undergo so many tefillas of azava? We take in all the possibilities, take into account all the different options and the afsharis, the possibilities that may have occurred associated with tumaziva. Why is that necessary? Since we don't have any bdikas with fanenu, so those days don't count at all. Let her just start her Shiva Nekiyim right now and be tevel once at the end of Shiva Nekiyim and we save ourselves a lot of work. Klahani tefillas lamali, tizpar zayin, let her count 7 days from today going forward, v'hadar titpa, and then be toivel. El lav shma mino, it is pretty obvious from this braisa, that the braisa is following the shita of Rabbanani, the amri loy b'inan esfurin lefaneinu. So we have a clear-cut braisa which states, a chiddush, that one is not required to have sfurin lefaneinu, although there were no bedikas done. Nevertheless, it can still be considered for the Yemei Shiva Nekiyim, and one is required to be Tovel accordingly. So we have a Raya to Rav. Rav said, I have a Raya, a Shita, that holds that one is not required to have Shiva Nekiyim Bifoneinu. It is enough to have a partial Shiva Nekiyim together with Cheskas Tahara. That is sufficient. We have a clear-cut Braisa which seems to state that halacha. Omali Rav Acha Beder Rav Yosef Rav Ashi Lav Terutze Kam Tartinla. Didn't you have to revise the Braisa? If you recall, we had a Kasha, Rav's Kasha from Stoim, and we had to go revise the whole case in the Braisa. So once we've done that, Terutze Vei Mahachi. So let's go revise it the following way. Safarti Vei Nideas Kama Safarti. Let us tweak the Lashon of Braisa as follows. They're speaking about Isha, who's saying as follows, I was Sefer, I did a Bdika Shiva Nekiyim, I simply don't remember how many days I was Sefer. In Bimei Nida Safarti, Bimei Ziva Safarti. So again, she doesn't know how many days she saw, she doesn't know when those days took place, when those Riyas took place, during Bimei Nida, during Bimei Ziva. But, and here's the punchline, I was Sefer, I was Baidik, I made an actual verification. I just don't remember how many days I was Boydik, whether it was one day, whether it was 2 days, whether it was today, whether it was yesterday. So in that case, Matvil Naisa Tezvot Tfilis. So certainly we have to be Tevil of 15 Tfilis. Because in this case, there was a Bedika, there was an actual verification. It was Sfur in the Faneinu. So you have no Raya that there is any sheet in the world which holds that one is not required to have Sfur in Faneinu. Ask the Gemara, Safarti Veni Adas Kama Safarti. 1 second, hold on. You're saying that she's saying, I counted, I just don't know how many days, right? Chad yoyma mi'ayyef shad le'safra. Now, certainly one day she's definitely counted. She's holding, she comes to us on a Friday, and she says, you know, I'm holding bimei sfirasi, bimei shiva nekiyim, I counted, I'm in the middle of my counting days, I just don't know how many. Certainly today was one of the shiva nekiyim. So you have to discount something, you have to discount today from the calculation. Meaning, the reason why she was obligated to do so many tefillahs was because we had a concern that perhaps today was her Yom Riyah, and therefore she needs to start a Shiva Nekiyim starting from tomorrow and be tefillah on the 8th day. Ask the Gemara, well, you have to discount at least today. You have to be sure at least today she had no Riyah, because she's saying, I'm in the middle of my counting days. Chash la tefillah, you have to deduct at least one tefillah on account of today. Says the Gemara, Ela Ema. You must say as follows, Ein yadas im safarti, im loy safarti. I don't know if I counted or if I didn't count. And therefore, in that case, it will certainly support Rav's Raya. Meaning, we're speaking about an Isha who doesn't know anything, doesn't know how many days she saw, doesn't know when she saw, doesn't know if she counted at all. In that case, we certainly have to entertain the possibility that she hasn't counted at all. And there were no Sfurim of Fanenu, there was no Badikas at all, there was no verification. Still, no, the Braisa says she's considered as if she has a Shiva Nekiyim, and we have to be tevil her accordingly. And that will be a pretty clear-cut raya that there is indeed a shita that holds that one is not required to have Sfurim Bifanim. So, in conclusion, let's go back to the beginning of the Sugya. Azav and Azav need to make a Hefsek Tahara. Following that, they need to do a Bdika and a Shiva of a Sfira of Shiva Nekiyim. If they only did a Bdikas Aleph V'zayin, the first and the seventh day, Rabbi Lezer holds that is enough. Rabbi Shua says the only days that will count are the first and the seventh. Rabbi Kiva says the only day that counts is the eighth. If he only did a first and an eighth, so according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua, certainly we only count the eighth day. According to Rabbi Lezer, however, there's a machlekes amaroyim. Rav maintains tchilasan av b'shein soifon, soifon av b'shein tchilasan. One is permitted to make a bdika on day number one, and nothing more. As well, if he makes a bedika on day number 8, on day number 7, and nothing prior to that, in both cases, it is becheskas tahara, and it is sufficient. It would appear that this is only bedi'evit, of course. Now, the Gemara said that Rav is going with the shita that we don't need sfurin lifaneinu, and that is the shita of the Braisa, which we just learned, that even if it's not actually verified in our presence, there was no bedika done, there is simply a presumption that is sufficient to be considered Sfiras Shiva Nekiyim. Says the Mishnah, Hazov v'hazova v'anida v'yeledes v'metzera, shemei, so that they died, metamen v'masa, there is still metame tumas masa, if one is to carry them, or an object will carry them, ad shiyomuk habasa, until the flesh decays, and the Gemara will expound on the meaning of this halacha. Continues the Mishnah, oivit kecham shemeis, a guy who dies, and we know a guy has a din of Tumas Zav, the Rabbanan imposed Tumas Zav on a Goy. Now, if he's mace, tamer melatame, he's no more tame. Continues the Mishnah. Veshami oimrim on brand new halacha kol anoshim meisas nidas. Every woman who dies has a dinner of a nida, and anything that she has come into contact with prior to her misa is tame. We consider it to be a nida. Veshilo oimrim ein nida eloshim meisas nida. Only if we know for sure, for certain, that she was a nida. Otherwise, she doesn't have tumas nida. Says the Gemara. My b'masa. What does the Mishnah mean that Azav, Azava, Anida, Yoledes, and Metzera, that are Mesu, are still Matame b'masa? Ilaim b'masa, Mamash, we're speaking about an ordinary Tumas Masa. Atu kol Mes mila Matame b'masa. What's so special about Azav and Azava? Every Mes is Matame b'masa. Ella, my b'masa? Be'ev and Masama. We're speaking about a very unique type of Tumas Masa. A Tumas Masa that was associated with a very heavy boulder. A boulder that is immobile, that is meant to be stationary, and Azav and Azava sit on this boulder, and there's an object underneath this Evan. Now this is not a typical Tumas Masa, since it's not meant to be carried, it's not meant to be metalta with this Evan, with this heavy, very heavy rock, it's meant to stay in its place. So regarding a mace, a Tumas Masa that is associated with Tumas mace will not have the din of Tumas Evan Masama. If a kazayis of a mace is sitting placed on top of this heavy boulder and there's an object underneath, it will not become tamei through the mace. It is not considered as if the object is carrying the mace, since it is not meant to be carried in this manner. However, the cases mentioned in the Mishnah, azav and so forth, they have a chumrah, they have a stringency above and beyond a tumas mace. They are indeed metamei even v'tumas evan masama. Again, elamai b'masa be'evan masame. Tachsiv ehesis evan chada will take a boulder of sumas apum guval place on top of the well. So the question remains: why is that so? Why is it that Azav and Azav who died have an added chumrah above and beyond the regular mace? The chayru would seem rational that they are merely considered mason and they have tumas masa like any other ordinary mace. They're not zav and zav anymore since they are merely mason. Says the Gemara, my time, Amar Rav, it is Gzera Durabon, Gzera Shema Yisalfa. If a Zav will faint, and somebody will, an observer will perhaps think that he died, and will absolve him of this Tumas Evan Masama, he will say, well, now he's not a Zav anymore, he's dead, he's a mace. He only has regular Tumas mace, and will not apply the din of Tumas Evan Masama in this case. So because of that, Chacham will Gezer, that every Zav and Azav, even Achar Misa, they still maintain their Tumas Evan Misama until a certain point when it's pretty obvious that they're already Mason. Like I mentioned in the Mishnah, the shear of Yisakal HaBasar, that the flesh will come decayed. Tandem Shon Blaze Amra, another shear, Achi Yibaka, creates until their abdomen splits, and then it's pretty obvious and there's no room for confusion anymore. Continues the Gemara, Oivit Kechavim Shemes. This aforementioned stringency that is applied to a Zav and a Zava who were mace, that they are Matame, Tumas, Evan, Mesama, they maintain their Tumas Ziva, that is only regarding a Yid, not regarding a Goy. A Goy who dies, he is tar from this Tumah. Tanya, Omer, Rebbe, Mipnei Ma, Omru, Ev, Gichom, Shemes, Tar, Matame, Masa. Why is that so? That a Goy who dies is already absolved, he's tar from becoming from being matame tumas masa. And again, we're speaking about the tumas masa, which is unique to Azav, the tumas evan masama. What's the difference between a yid and a goy? The answer is a fish ain't tumas mechayim midiver Torah ela midiver seifim. It is merely a drabonon. The tumas akum that we impose a tumas zav on akum is min drabonon, and therefore the drabonon limited it only to when he's alive and not lachamisa. It would seem that we can apply the universal klal of, we are not goyzer, gzera, l'gzera. We don't do a double gzera, being that the initial tumah is only gzera d'rabbanan. We don't add an additional tumah, which would be a result of an additional gzera, a gzera, l'gzera. So we limit it only mechaim. Continues the Gemara. Tana rabban. Shnei masa dvarim shalu anshe Alexandria shor v'shuban Chananya. 12 things the people from Alexandria asked v'shuban Chananya. Gimel divrei chachma. 3 were questions of chachma, of wisdom, of halacha. Gimel divrei hagada. 3 were connected to Haggadah, to Drush. Gimel, Divrei Boris, they were nonsense. 3, Divrei Derecheretz, regarding Derecheretz, the way of life, good advice. Continues the Gemara. Gimel, Divrei Chachma, they asked him 3 regarding Halachis. Hazav, Vahazav, Vahanidav, Yiledes, Hametzer, Shemesu. Until when are they still Matame Tumas Masa? As we explained earlier, we're speaking about this unique Tumas Evan Masama. Until when? Until what point? Until the flesh decays. Otherwise, until then, there is a chash, there's a concern of Shemiyas Alpha, like we mentioned earlier. Bas Mashalachas, Mayilakoin. What about if a person retrieves his grusha? He remarries his divorcee. Now we know there's a halacha. There's an issur for a person to remarry. Once his wife married somebody else, if he gives a get and his wife went and married somebody else, he can't bring her back. So what if he does that and they have a child? What is the status of that child? Is she kosher to lekahuna or not? Can she marry a kohen? Mia, I mean a kavachayim. Do we apply a kavachayim here? Uma amon a kohen gadol. She ain't issur shav akoil madach. We find almana who married a kohen gadol, who was asked to marry a kohen gadol, and she went ahead and married, and this iser is not equal to all. It is a specific iser directed only at a kohen gadol. Still, in all, even though it is a very limited iser, but not pogum. If they have a child, he's pogum. He's tainted. He's nifsal. Zushi iser shav akoil. Our case. A bas mishalacha, somebody who remarries his divorcee, that is an isra of shav v'koil, is equal to all yidin. Ein adin, certainly the product of this marriage of not pogum will be pogum. A dilma, perhaps you can say this is a distinction. Almana has a stringency, and you can't learn from there. Why? Mal almana kohen gadol she yatz from mischalalas. Almana who marries a kohen gadol, she herself becomes mischalal. She becomes nifsal lekuna. She can't go marry a kohen, and therefore certainly her child will have a psul as well. But in our case, where a person is machzor grushasai, she doesn't become nifsal lekuhuna, and therefore perhaps her child will not become pasal lekuhuna. Amar lehen, hi tayeva vein b'neha tayeven. There's a pasuk by machzor grushasai which says ki tayeva hi, she's a tayeva, she's a damnation, only her and not her children. We may have a diuk that only she becomes a tayeva, but it doesn't affect her children, and certainly her child is eligible to marry a kain.